Hi, welcome to the Frihof Institute of Progressive Halakha. I'm Rabbi Mark Wachowski with the 12-Minute Shiur number 34. Why don't we pray for rain when we actually need the rain? Part 1. We're using a source sheet that you can download at our website, www.frihofinstitute.org/learning, and then scroll down to the 12-Minute Shiur number 34. Jews traditionally pray for rain in the weekday tefillah by inserting the phrase V'tein talu matar al pnei ha'adama, bestow dew and rain upon the face of the earth, into the ninth bracha of the tefillah called Birkat Hashanim. That's where we pray for agricultural abundance and economic prosperity. This insertion is known as She'elat Geshamim, the prayer for rain, to distinguish it from Hazkarat Gevurat Geshamim, the mentioning of God's power to bring rain, which is the phrase Mashiv HaRuach U'Morid HaGashem that comes in the second bracha of the tefillah, Gevurot. But we don't pray for rain all year long, nor do we say Mashiv HaRuach all year long. As the Mishnah tells us, and that's line 3 on the source sheet, Ein shoalin et hagshamim, ela samuch lagshamim. We pray for rain only close to the rainy season, which means the winter, the rainy season in Eretz Yisrael. For this reason, we cease praying for rain at Pesach time, because that's when the dry season, or summer, begins there in Eretz Yisrael. Now, when do we begin to insert the phrase V'tein tal umatar into the tefillah? Well, let's look at the Mishnah on line 9. B'shlosha b'mal cheshvon shoalin et geshamim. Rabban Gamliel omer b'shiv'a bo chamisha asal yamim achar hechag kedei shiagia acharon shebi'Yisrael l'nahar prat. One begins praying for rain on the 3rd of Cheshvan. Rabban Gamliel says, on the 7th of Cheshvan, that's 15 days after the end of the festival, so that the last of the returning pilgrims can reach the Euphrates. Now, this text clearly speaks of the situation in the land of Israel where pilgrims would visit the temple at the festival of Sukkot. And while we begin mentioning rain, Mashiv HaRuach U'Morid HaGashem on Shmini Atzeret, we don't want to pray for rain until those pilgrims get home and off the road. The Talmud, beginning on line 20, fills in two important details. First, Amar Rabbi Elazar, halacha k'Rabban Gamliel. Rabbi Elazar said the halacha is according to Rabban Gamliel. And that's the practice today in Eretz Yisrael, where we begin to recite V'tein tal u'matar on the 7th of Cheshvan. The Talmud now cites a Baraita. Tanya, Hananya Omer, Uvagola ad Shishim bat Kufa. Hananya says, in the diaspora, that's the Gola, one begins to pray for rain 60 days following the autumnal equinox, or Tukufa Tishrei. Rashi, on line 30, suggests that Babylonia doesn't depend so much on the rain, so it's okay to wait. Rav Huna Bar Chiya said, in the name of Shmuel, the halacha is according to Hananya. And that's the practice today, bechutz la'aretz, in the entire diaspora, outside of the land of Israel, where we begin She'elat Geshamim, praying for rain, according to the instructions found in most traditional Sidurim, on the 4th or 5th of December. Now, wait a minute. You math majors out there have undoubtedly deduce that 60 days after the autumnal equinox would be November 22nd, not December 4. Well, the discrepancy is due to the fact that in order to calculate the tekufot, the equinoxes and the solstices, Jewish communities have traditionally used a solar calendar identical in almost all respects to the old Julian calendar. In 1582, Pope Gregory XIII proclaimed a new and more accurate solar calendar, and this Gregorian calendar is the one in general use today. If you convert the dates on the Julian calendar to the Gregorian calendar, then Tekufat Tishrei falls on October the 7th, at least during this century, so that the 60-day period concludes in early December. Okay, glad we got that straight. Another problem is that not everybody lives in a place where the rainy season corresponds to that which prevails in Eretz Yisrael or Bavel if in fact the word Gola means the entire diaspora and not simply Bavel. Does that make a difference as to when you and the rest of the diaspora should pray for rain? Well, good question, and let's turn for an answer, maybe, to Bavli Ta'anit 14b, beginning on line 36. Shalchule b'nei Nineveh to Rabi, the community of Nineveh, and it appears that Jonah was not the only Jew ever to have visited the place, sent a she'ela to Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. How should people like us, who need the rain even during the summer, observe the halacha of she'elat geshamim? That is to say, are we to be compared to yechidim as individuals, or are we analogous to rabim, a community or an entire public? What's the difference? Well, an individual who has their own bakasha, or request of God, that's not listed in the standard tefillah text, normally inserts that request into the blessing Shomea Tefillah, praising God who answers prayer. So what's the status of a city like Nineveh, where the climate differs from that of Eretz Yisrael or even the rest of Babylonia? Are they analogous to individuals, or do they require to qualify as a separate and self-standing community that would require a prayer for rain when they actually need it, that is, in Birkat HaShanim? Rabbi answers, you are analogous to individuals, so you would make this request in Shomea Tefillah. Now, the Talmud continues, line 40, Meitive, a refutation is raised against Rabbi from a Baraita, a Tanaitic text, where Rabbi Yehuda suggests that Basman Hazeh, nowadays, when the temple is not standing and when so many of us are in exile, the schedule for the prayer for rain follows the climate in each locale, like Nineveh. Wherever you live, you pray for rain in Birkat HaShanim when you need the rain in your rainy season. Right? Now, the Talmud rejects this difficulty. You can't refute Rabbi with a Baraita, because Rabbi himself is a Tana, and he's entitled to disagree with other Tanaim. So the Talmud asks in line 43, My Hevela, what is the halacha? And wouldn't you know it, there's a machloket. Rav Nachman amar bevilkat hashanim, Rav Sheshet amar b'shomea tefillah. Ultimately, the Talmud decides in favor of Rabbi. The people of Nineveh, even though they need rain during the summer, have got to pray for it in the blessing Shomea Tefillah. But in Birkat HaShanim, where the community prays for rain, the folks in Nineveh must follow the minhag of the rest of Bavel, the rest perhaps of the entire diaspora, and therefore they don't say the prayer for rain, V'tein Tal U'Matar, after Pesach. So that's the accepted halacha which we see codified in the Shulchan Aruch in the text beginning on line 68. And let's pay particular attention to what it says at the end of line 72, where Rabbi Yosef Karo makes clear that Va'afilu il gadola k'nineve, o eretz achat kula, kamo Sfarad bichlala, o Ashkenaz bichlala, even a great city like Nineveh, or an entire country like Sfarad, Spain, or Ashkenaz, Germany, is considered for this purpose as yechidim, as individuals. They pray for rain not in Birkat HaShanim, but in Shomea Tefillah. Now, maybe you're thinking, this is no big deal. Who cares where you insert your prayer for rain as long as you get to insert it somewhere? On the other hand, someone says you should care, and that someone would be the Rambam in his commentary to Mishneh Ta'anit, beginning on line 87. And we're working here from the translation of Rabbi David Kafich. Rambam writes, Aval b'sha'ar ha'aratzot, harei tihiyah she'elai bazman hara'ui l'gshamim b'oto hamakom. In other lands outside of the land of Israel, the prayer for rain should be recited at the proper season for rain in that locale. Vahare oto hazman ki'ilu hu shiva b'mal cheshvan. The beginning of that season is considered equivalent to the seventh of Cheshvan in Eretz Yisrael. We follow this schedule, says Rambam, lefi sheyesh aratzot she'ein zman gshamim matchil ela minisan. Because there are lands where the rainy season begins in Nisan, and there are lands where Heshvan falls during the summer, that is, the non-rainy season. Maybe he's thinking about you folks from the southern hemisphere, who knows? And anyway, rain in the season when it doesn't belong is not a blessing, but rather a curse, something destructive. Why then should the local residents pray for rain in Heshvan when it's not supposed to come then? It simply doesn't make sense for people whose climate differs from that of Babylonia to act as though they live in Babylonia. As the Rambam writes, Haim ein ze sheker, would that not be tantamount to a lie? Well, that's some strong language. It is forbidden, after all, to utter a falsehood before God. And yet, says Rambam, that is what most of us in the diaspora are doing when we follow the accepted halachic standard in praying for rain. That's why we should care. We should not lie. We should pray for rain when we actually need the rain. Okay, now all of this is ironic, given that in his Mishneh Torah, which he wrote some years after completing his commentary to the Mishnah, Rambam does follow the accepted halachic standard. That's lines 106 through 121. In the entire diaspora, b'chutz la'aretz, not just Bavel, we begin praying for rain at 60 days following the autumnal equinox, and we cease at Pesach. Now, if our community needs rain in the summer, what do? We pray for it like individuals in Shomea Tefillah. And that remains the orthodox halachic stance to this day. But it's not the end of the story. Another great medieval halachic sage makes a powerful argument that we ought to pray for rain in Birkat HaShanim whenever we need it. And we'll consider his arguments and talk about how we might respond to them in our next installment. In the meantime, this has been the 12-Minute Shiur number 34 from the Frihof Institute of Progressive Halacha. Thanks for learning with us. L'hitra'ot.